Johnson of the International Secret Police. As you remember from the previous episode, Clint Barlow and Barney Dunlap of the International Secret Police are flying up the Seong River in an effort to locate the flower boat, which, manned by the Octopus Gang, is carrying Marcia Winfield, who has been kidnapped. The Octopus has dispatched a plane in pursuit of the boys, and as the gunner attempts to shoot Clint and Barney down, the Octopus comes in over Dr. Kingsley's shortwave set, where Speed Gibson is awaiting word from his uncle, and tells the boy that he will never see Clint again. Horrified, Speed tries to get some reassuring word from Barlow's plane, but thus far has had no reply.
KVMC calling OC-34. KVMC calling OC-34. Come in, please, Clint and Barney.
Oh, dear. What do we do, Speed?
I don't know, Gene. They don't answer. I don't know what to do.
Speed, with the Octopus tuning in as he did, do you think he might have somehow changed the wavelength?
I don't see how it could, Dr. Kingsley. I haven't touched the dial since I was talking to Clint and Barney. I still can't figure out how that Octopus tuned in. But Clint told me that he's experimenting with high frequencies and knows more about radio than most experts.
I wish we knew more about it so that we could talk to Clint and Barney. Try to get him again, Speed.
I'll try. KVMC calling OC-34. KVMC calling OC-34. KVMC calling OC-34.
That guy's sticking closer than a brother, ain't he, Clint?
Hey, Barney, I think that pursuit plane is gaining on us.
Say, something's wrong, Clint. I switched on the reserve gas tank 5 minutes ago, and I'm not getting a thing. If you ask me, some of them bullets punctured our reserves, and the motor will conk out on us any minute.
We'll have to do something quick, then. Once our motor stalls, we'll have to concentrate on landing rather than on aerobatics to avoid his machine gun bullets.
Only thing we have time for is a head-on trick. It's an old gag, but it usually fools them. Are you game?
Go to it, fella.
Better keep your fingers on the buckle of your safety belt, just in case anything goes wrong, so we can bail out.
Okay. And if anything happens to you, give a shout and I'll take the stick.
Okay, if I'm able to shout. Are you ready?
You bet. Turn her over and let's head right back in the prop of that pursuit plane.
If that don't make them duck, nothing ever will. Here goes.
They're holding to their course.
So are we. They'll crack. Wait and see.
They'll crack. If they don't shoot us out of the sky first, go right on them, Barney.
We bluffed them. Didn't I tell you we would, fella? We bluffed them. Look at them die.
And we only missed them by an eyelash. Another fraction of an inch, we would have locked propellers.
And that would have been safer than running out of gas and have that guy follow us down with a load of machine gun bullets. Uh-oh. There she goes. Well, we did our business just in the nick of time, I'd say. We... Listen to the wind howling down the chimney, Grandma.
Don't get so interested in listening to it that you forget how to make a dead stick landing. Spiral down, fella. Listen and pipe down while I try to raise speed again.
Okay, I'm just trying to make the time pass quicker. Nothing more boring than a dead stick landing from 6,000 feet elevation. There's nothing to do but spiral. Go round and round and round.
Will you pipe down? OC-34 calling KVMC. Flight station OC-34 calling KVMC. Come in, Speed.
Huh. Dead as a doornail, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, listen.
The octopus signal.
Let me get my direction finder on that guy.
Keep quiet and listen. Couldn't find him with just one direction finder anyhow.
Clint Barlow and Barney Dunlap. I am the octopus.
Yeah, we know. Next he'll give us that song and dance about what he'll do to us if we don't lay off.
Well, shut up and listen.
Yes, Barney. You know I can hear every word you say.
You can? How come? Can't we even make a forced landing without you listening in?
I am sorry that you are making a forced landing.
Yes.
I am sorry that you have anything to say about your landing. My plan was that you were to be shot down.
Nice fella.
If that's all you have to say, Octopus, might as well save your breath and tune out. We're doing very nicely in spite of your plans.
You, perhaps. But what about your nephew?
Huh? Speed? What do you mean?
I have talked to him and Dr. Kingsley over the doctor's short wave set. I told Speed that he would never see you again.
Why, you devil?
You devil fish?
You think you can always outwit me, Clint Barlow. But I always have the winning ace, Speed Gibbs.
If you dare do anything to Speed, I...
The octopus dares anything. And now, may you have a most unhappy landing.
Hey, keep him tuned in. Don't let him get away.
Oh, don't talk like a donkey, Barney. We've got to land and see what's happened to Speed. If I could only raise something on this set.
Ah, that octopus guy's only bluffing, Clint. Trying to throw a scare into us so as we'll lay off that flower boat.
Oh, maybe, but I can't rest until I talk to Speed.
We'll be down soon. We're diving through the clouds now. And look at this darn rain. The cockpit'll be so full of water by the time we land, we'll sink as soon as we set down.
You want me to take the controls?
No. I took her up and by golly, I'll bring her down. There's the river below. See any of the flower boat?
No, not a thing in this rain. That dogfight of ours in the clouds carried us way ahead of the boat anyway. We'll catch her when she comes up. Meantime, keep your eyes open for short wave transmitters. There may be one around here somewhere.
Sure, but I can't keep this crate up forever while we're looking for one. Not without gasoline.
Well, pick your landing and set down.
It'll be a river landing. Don't like to put the wheels into that muck. Not a decent landing field anyway.
Well, you got plenty of room on the river. This rain has driven everyone to the banks.
Everyone except those who ain't got better sense than to fly in it. Got your safety belt fastened? Liable to be a bumpy landing.
Yeah, it's all fastened.
Okay, then I'll set her down.
We certainly didn't waste any time getting down. Oh, I'm glad this rain has stopped.
I let her drop plenty before I started spiraling. Thought the quicker we got down, the better. Don't see any sign of that pursuit plane, do you?
No, I don't. Hey, Barnett, look at that house on the bank. It has a short wave transmitter.
Say, are we in luck? Quick, let's get to shore.
Well, what'll we use for a boat, or do you feel like swimming?
Might as well. Couldn't be any wetter than we are. But wait, there's a guy putting out in a rowboat.
Yeah, good. See, he's coming out for us.
Ain't very far, but I'd hate to swim in this river.
See, that fella's got a little bay and a dock, too. Before his cottage, you see? If the water's deep enough, maybe he can tow the plane over out of the way of the river traffic.
Good idea. Ahoy there!
Ahoy!
An American.
Why not? You think you were the only one in China?
I heard you come down. Thought you were going to land on my roof for a minute. Can I help you out? My name's Bob Gilmore.
You certainly can, Gilmore. I'm Clint Barlow, and this is Barney Dunlap. Can you tow us into your little bay?
Sure thing. Come into the boat.
You bet we will. I'm only too glad to get out of this crate.
I'll say. There we are.
Here's a tow rope. Where do you want to fasten it?
Oh, on the tail. There's a ring there, just for that purpose.
Good enough.
Whoa. That's enough. Wait till I tie this now. Okay, shove off.
Well, you haven't another pair of oars, or I'd help you.
Oh, this is the cinch. She's not heavy to haul. Say, how come you fellows came down? Run out of gas?
Well, we were shot out of gas.
Huh? We were out of gas, all right. Oh, say, can we send a message over your shortwave station?
Why, sure, Barlow, but I noticed you had one in your plane. Something haywire there, too?
And how? If we was to tell you how haywire it all is...
Yes, the radio's dead, all right. How far are we from Hong Kong?
Well, as the bird flies, about 100 miles up the Siang, double that mileage.
We really traveled since this morning.
You left Hong Kong this morning?
Yes, late. But we didn't push the plane at that.
Not on our hedge hopping, we didn't. We was looking for a boat. But when we was going straight up, I had that baby wide open.
When you were going straight up?
Yes, we were doing some aerobatics above that rain ceiling.
Well, that's what I'd like to be doing. I tried to get a private pilot's license, but didn't make the grade.
Why not?
Oh, lack of inherent flying ability, I guess. My instructor said I'd kill myself in a month if I went through with it.
Oh, say, that's tough luck if you really like flying.
I love it. But when I couldn't fly through the air, I talked into it. Hence the shortwave transmitter. It's a hobby of mine.
Do you work at it?
No, I'm an engineer by profession.
Engineer? Say, did you ever hear...
Well, never mind. Well, here we are at the riverbank. Now, come on, climb out, Bonnie. I'm going to get at that set.
Well, go ahead and help yourself, Barlow. I'll moor your plane so she won't drift. My station call is KOFF, 3320 kilocycles. She's all heated because I've just been transmitting.
Oh, that's fine. Well, thanks a lot, Gilmore. Come on, Barney.
Suffering wang doodles. Every step I take, I sink up to my neck in mud.
I ought to wring your neck. We're in the secret police, and that doesn't mean you should go around telling everything we do.
Oh, Gilmore's a swell guy.
Oh, you still have to learn how to keep your mouth shut. Here we are now. Come on. Scrape the mud off your feet.
Yes, Mama. Now can I go inside, Mama?
Come in or stay out for all I care. I want to get at that short wave set.
Cozy shack Gilmore's got here.
Clint Barlow calling KVMC. Calling KVMC. Speed, come in on KOFF. KVMC, come in on KOFF. Standing by for two-way. It'll take him some time to change over to this new station.
Yeah.
KVMC replying to KOFF. KVMC replying to KOFF. Come in, KVMC.
It's Doc Kingsley.
Oh, Doctor, let me speak to Speed.
Great heavens, Clint, where are you? Speed's been desperate. He's gone to get help.
Gone? Wait, I told him not to leave you.
I know, I tried to stop him, but he wouldn't listen. He wouldn't even tell me where he was going. All I know is your nephew has disappeared.